Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 13th of June, recording at 9:44 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. In stock markets, it's been a quiet day, although the Asian markets were mostly a bit steadier, but we're talking in the main about percentage changes of less than 1%. Europe was also quiet, although the Spanish IBEX market closed with a 1.4% gain. And small moves for most of the other European markets. In the Americas, Brazil tacked on a gain of 1.1%. Wall Street seesawed a little bit and closed towards the lower side, but again we've got the S&P down only 0.7 of a percent, so I emphasize the word quiet. In the bond markets, though, as Wall Street came off, the U.S. Treasuries reversed some early Treasury futures, I should say, reversed some early declines and have rallied a full point. 30-year bonds rallied a full point. We had weakness in bunds yet again today, in bund futures, and gilt futures were also lower here today. Now, the U.S. dollar has eased a bit against on the U.S. dollar index. And but is off the lows overall. The euro has picked up a bit, 125.60, and sterling's up to down to 155.10. Aussie hovering down a little bit. It's 0.9936. In the commodities, we had a softness in the precious metals early in the day, and then they rallied fairly sharply around 2 o'clock BST, but then gave up some of those gains, but nevertheless steady action. Gold, as I speak, is at 16, nearly at 1675, and silver is actually down a little bit here today, 28.80. Platinum has had a reasonably good day, 14.65. Crude, just a fraction steadier for the Brent, up to 103. Easier, though, for the WTI, which closed down 80 cents at 82.50. Grains and beans also lower. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have been generally experiencing a technical rally this month in response to what had been a quite sharp short-term oversold condition. The higher any technical rally goes, the more it encounters some previous resistance. And also, I think we've had some of the shorts cover in this recent activity. And there's bound to be a little bit of apprehension ahead of the Greek election on Sunday. So don't be surprised if we get fairly quiet activity over the next couple of days. But what's interesting is that both the Spanish market was up today, and also the markets in general did not take fright at a rally in the Spanish 10-year government bond yields back up to 6.75. That's near the peak of the last rally, and is certainly a bit of a concern. It needs a clear downward dynamic to check the upward progress that we've seen recently. My guess, as I say, is that we'll see the stock markets range for a bit longer. The big question is, did we see a really important low earlier this month? Or is this just sort of a replay of the move that we saw last year when we had a June rally carried into July before quite a sharp sell-off? My guess is that the conditions for a similarly sharp sell-off as we saw last year are not really there. There's plenty of concern. There are plenty of concerns in the markets, not least over Europe. But there are also positives, and I think the steady move towards a global reflationary effort to stem what is a global economic slowdown, and that's good for stock markets, which generally respond to stimulative measures. And then the commodity price reset is very important. And as I've been saying in recent audios this week, we've got crude oil prices back down to slightly below the levels that we saw last year before stock markets began to firm up once again. And the weakness that we've seen recently in corn, and really the whole sector, really, which still looks susceptible to some further weakness, the whole grain and bean sector, is good news, suggesting that crops are off to a reasonable start in the USA and Europe. And certainly, decent crops, which enabled grain stores to be improved this year, would be a very reassuring factor. And anything that helps to keep food price inflation in check would be extremely good news. So these are among the favorable factors. The most important one by far, in my opinion, is the move to greater monetary easing that we're seeing now, led by China, because of course the West has been on accommodative monetary conditions really for quite some time and will remain so. But China and the rest of the Asian region are the world's growth engines, and so we need these stimulative measures so that those economies can keep growing, and I think that's the way it's likely to play out. And if so, it will be reflected favorably in their stock markets. Wall Street also continues to show good relative strength, and the overall correction that we've seen, I think it was about 12% on the S&P to this month's lows, and maybe a percentage point, a couple of percentage points more than that, 14%, I think, for the Nasdaq. That's a modest correction, and I would give sideways to higher ranging, given the overall relative strength, the benefit of the doubt, until or unless we see this month's lows taken out. Now, precious metals. I think this is probably the most interesting thing going on here right now. And we have seen gold push up off those previous lows. We've got steadier action across the boards. Have a look at platinum's pattern. That looks as if it's about to break up out of a little trading range, and it's certainly oversold, and it's certainly historically low relative to the gold price. Incidentally, as you may or may not know, I currently hold futures trades, long futures trades in all four of the precious metals. And I think the technical evidence is slowly moving in favor of my hunch that the September and October lows for gold bullion are going to hold. Gold is not far off the 200-day move, not far below the 200-day moving average right now. And if it is able to push above that in the next week or two, that would certainly increase sentiment favorably around the globe, because a lot of people will be watching that 200-day MA, understandably. But so my overall hunch remains that we're moving from what was the distribution phase, where people were lightening positions in precious metals after the accelerated peaks that we saw in last August and September, and that we're now gradually moving into the next accumulation phase, which will create what will be defined eventually by a series of higher reaction lows coming off the retest of the September and October lows that we saw last month. And if that, I wouldn't be at all surprised if that didn't see gold push higher over the next few months and possibly above two previous important rally highs within this trading range that are in the region or just below the $1,800 level. And once gold's above $1,800, that would provide, I think, really quite clear evidence overall that it was building a platform of support right prior to the next across the boards move to the upside. Now, why do I feel that's likely? Well, the fundamental background, all the money printing that's taking place around the world in various forms, that is certainly a bullish factor. I think gold in a recovery phase would regain some of that psychological safe haven status that it has often enjoyed in the past. So also we've had a lot of bearish, so when it was certainly an increase in bearish sentiment recently, and that is a contrary indicator, in my opinion. So I think behaviorally and fundamentally, this is likely to be a slowly improving outlook for gold and the other precious metals. The lower prices for crude oil, they say, have given central banks more breathing space and are reassuring in terms of keeping inflationary pressures in check for a while longer. We have seen some rallies in the ultra-low repression-induced, financial repression-induced declines caused by central banks. So we've seen bunds in particular pick up, but you've also got gilts, treasuries, treasury long-dated yields have picked up somewhat as of JGBs, and that is following very overextended declines. There's a chance that the lows that we saw recently are going to hold for at least a few weeks and probably longer, and they could be of longer term significance as well. So I think really lows in yields, well, really historic lows for the ones that I mentioned for the most part, really mark what is likely to be the end of that bull market for long-dated government bonds defined by declining yields and rising prices. Roll on Thursday. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.